Okay, so starting the Sugya Bracha Achreinim B'Negei Alamichya. So first is brought down more in Reish Tes. Mechlekes is turning the Rambam where the Alamichya is. Because the Masas is Deraisa, all the Bracha Achreinim are going to be Darabanan. What's going to be Alamichya? Is Alamichya going to be Deraisa? Or is Alamichya going to be Darabanan? So it's Mechlekes is turning the Rambam, brings down the Mechlekes whether we say Main Gimel is Deraisa, or it's only going to be Darabanan. The lesson in Rambam is call a bracha. If you have a suffix, you make a bracha. You'll make a bracha to give a safe. Chutz mivik is a Muslim. They shall tayra. Davik mivik is a Muslim. Deraisa that suffix brachas lahachm. All our brachas are going to be darbanan. The mashmois of the Rambam is that the mechaber says like the Rambam, which sounds like brachas mean shalish, is going to be darbanan. It's going to be Darabanan. The Mishrubim is Bemis Yish Harbi Rishayim Sovereign Shumi Daraisa. This is a lot of Rishayim which can say that it's going to be Daraisa. Kikasa Achrenim, Mish Achol, Kedei Sviya. You have to say Sviya from Paris. So, Tavshal Shal Shavis Aminim. If you're talking about Tavka by Paris, Tavshal Shavis Aminim, you have a bracha, make a bracha afterwards. So, over there, you should. Mishrubim does not give a clear hachra in terms of what to do if you have bracha Ashir Sviya from the Shavis Aminim. What to do or not, and the Mishnah says over there, you should go ahead and eat something else or patter with something else in order to get out of the suffix brachas. Now, in terms of that, some nusach of the bracha, that's more the focus of our sim in the Torah brings down the nusach of bracha, Chara brings down the nusach of bracha, and in that some nusach, the different nidoinim in terms of exactly what the exact nusach of bracha is. So, yeah. So one thing was the one discussion is in terms of how you finish with the bracha. Do you say Alam Mechal Kakala or you just say Alam Mechal? Here's also another discussion in the Gaya whether we say Vnechem Leperim Nisvei Metuva. So the Torah brings down that we say this is a nusach. So then the Mefarshim asks, why are you saying such a nusach? The Chayra, right? Why is such a nusach? We don't want Eretz Yisrael just to get the Paris Eretz Yisrael. You know, the reason why we get Eretz Yisrael is not in order to nechem peria to eat the Paris Eretz Yisrael. That's not something which that's not the shifa we want Eretz Yisrael. We want Eretz Yisrael for the ruchnius. So therefore, what's Pshat was saying such a lash? So the Bach, very interestingly, says that no, fakat. He says that Havada the Ashpa and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael there is in the Paris, and the Ashpa and Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is in the Paris, and through eating the Paris Eretz Yisrael, a person gets the Kedusha, and through a person now that the Shekhinah left Eretz Yisrael, so therefore you don't have the Ashpa of the Shekhinah on the Paris. So therefore, now the Paris don't have the kedusha. Therefore, we're dying for the wedding shalom in order because we want to get that special kedusha. And therefore, it's miyash of the minig in terms of saying the nosach.
Paris don't have
kedusha. Even so, this kedusha is just because like it's a bechidush that has kedusha. Just because there's a mitzvah which leaves Paris doesn't mean it's kedusha to it, right? Kedusha shviyah is past command all the. I learned it's just a bar to my knowledge, not that there's a kedusha on the Paris Shavuot, there's a dinim on it. Maybe there's one Yishami, which is mashma, the real Yishami recently. Where is it? She says you can't bring Paris Shavuot into the bathroom. There's no makar of not bringing food into the bathroom. That's more compared to one of the Rebbe's which took off in Kaisal. Fine. But there is a Yishami in Shavuot, which recently had, which says that, yeah, you shouldn't bring Paris Shavuot into the bathroom because it's maybe bizarre to it. But perhaps this kedusha. The Chazan says, "Veshta Kedusha Shemitah." It's not Kedusha; it just means they're dinim to it. And Kepshita, who had then been a gay, our discussion that the Pshat is there isn't Kedusha. The Bach is in the Chadish, and no, through eating the Paris is a Ashpok Kedusha on the Paris, and therefore, therefore we wanted to Nechem Apriya in order to get the Kedusha of the Paris. Now, to the Gemara say the Daf Yedalid, which brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why want to go into Eretz Yisrael? In fact, the Gemara. So the Mefarshim asks, open Gemara is saying that Moshe, the Gemara says, said to Avidav, Moshe wanted to get it sold. Does one of them just eat the pears? What do you mean? The Bach says, pears they have a Kedusha. What do you mean? That's, of course, one's going to go there and eat the pears. So it seems to me, open Gemara seemingly says, not like the Bach, and seeming to say that there is no Kedusha in the pears of Eretz Yisrael. So Volba and Shar Dalid, Maimar Tzol Aleph, and it's very similar to Nusach Hassan the Rabbi over here, but Volba writes over there, maybe it's a little bit more than the Rabbi, but it says it's more than the more Pashad. They said, Avada, there's Kedusha in the pears of Eretz Yisrael, about there's such a thing. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who lived with the Shekhinah always, so he doesn't need a prayer to Eretz Yisrael to get that connection to Rabbeinu Shalom. His Tadar Mashkina, and he spoke to Shalom Chopay Alpeh. So, I don't know, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go to Eretz Yisrael is not to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. It's Yizekha Nayim Mitzvahs, yeah, but just to get that Kedusha and get that Nyanim. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was considered like that, and he's on the Madriga, so therefore he didn't need the prayers in order to get the Kedusha of in order to get the Kedusha, and therefore. Therefore, his miyashiv the Bach, which says that there is a kedusha in the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, what Shtumberg means down from the Brisker Rav that which we're saying when he eat the Paris of Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean when he eats down the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. It means that there's certain mitzvahs in Paris of Eretz Yisrael, like Meshasheni in Yushalayim, and the certain dinim. The whole bracha is going on Yushalayim. That's what bracha is talking about. So when it says you want to eat the Paris, doesn't mean you want to have a nice kishmaka orange from the Jaffa oranges, just because they're supposed to be kishmaka and tasty and good. But what we're davening for is, we're asking for is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schus to have like Meshasheni, that's what it means when you eat the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean stamina fruits, it means the mitzvahs which come out of the Paris Eretz Yisrael. Fine, so that's the first thing. And we say, do you say Nechem Apoya? B'kroch v'ni Torah, b'seisef, b'ach, Meis Nemin Golem is yes to say it, and invite it. Different reasons why. Is it because there's a Kedushin of Paris Eretz Yisrael, or maybe the basis of Hemet Tzachot Kedushin of Atayra, that's like a thing, is there a Kedushin of Atayra, there's one thing about the mitzvahs, and that's one needed in terms of what we say, we don't say. Now, Alek HaKala, is also a whole big nidin. The Magen Avraham has an osach halakha kala. Torah brings it down. The Beis Yosef doesn't like it so much. Refer Rashi, don't bring it down. The reason why not to do it, the Kaf Chaim brought down over here that, who was that? I think it was in Zion. The sort of not sack of color is because I was in chesim b'shtayim. I want to be chesim in two different inyanim. Brings down over the shlab, going chesalavam. Brachas and Marbrachas have metesim. This is ain machlev b'shtayim. If you're machlev kala, I'll be chesim b'shtayim. So al kala is for you, be chesim b'shtayim, and therefore that's the reason why you're not sack of color. Now there is a nusach. Seem more stam for the chesidim. They say ala mechia. Akakala zaknish, like akakala, like if I'm supposed to say it, I'm like a pause, and I don't want to say it. So he's like, if you're supposed to say it, so you said it. If you're not supposed to say it, you said that you don't say it. So now because Rabbeinu brings down the merchaznish loychasam akakala of the esh chasam merchaznish my lashon al akakala loytzarach leimer. He says lashon al akakala yom to say, and he looked at him like, huh? Al akakala yom to say, so. Chazan Shalom, so okay, so then why are you saying it? You know, it's like, you know, either say it or don't say it. Like, what's like, you know, what's this middle of saying? But like, there is that hugger like that, you know, different rebbes have that minhag to go ahead and say it. And then there's a Chaim Kanievsky, that if your minhag is not to say Al-Kakala and somebody's being moed to you in Al-Mechia, so when do you say Amen? After Al-Mechia or after Al-Kakala? When he's done or when you're done? So what's that, Taina? Oh, okay. What's the proper thing to do? So he said you should do it when you're done. He says you do it right after Al-Mechia, saying, you know, whenever, you know, when you're done. So, you know, that's the point for you to go ahead and do it.
You do it afterwards
as an issue? Whatever. I'm saying, I mean, the same as we're supposed to right away. I'm saying. Now, I forgot to mention, it's called Main Gibel. the Torah brings down that Bisoy, why is the main Gimel Bisoy also has main all four brachas? It doesn't mean Teva Metiv also. God doesn't Teva Metiv at that part. The Torah brings on the Rambam didn't have the Teva Metiv part because it was its main Gimel, that main Dalet. The only second after the Derais is after the Rabbanan. Therefore, he didn't have the Teva Metiv Chelik of it. What's the Pshat in those, you know, the Nusach? We do say that you say Katashim Teva Metiv. We do say it. Chayra, it's main gimel. So the Shem said, the Shem is it's main gimel because that's the Iker. The Iker is the Deraisa. So therefore, that's why it's called main gimel, even though Vatsam has all four brachas. But the Iker is the Deraisa. But the Maisa, the Rambam doesn't have it. You know, it could be enough. We have to discuss what we all have to do if you left it out. It might be, you know, according to Rambam. And now Yitza. We have to discuss in terms of what's going to be Makiv, what's not going to be Makiv. Now, but again, Rachim, in all the Rishonim look around, doesn't say that. It's not really mentioned. Mishavua brings down also. Mishavua doesn't mention anything about Rachim, no, it doesn't say it. Betzim is no major recur for one to say it. You know, the Yosef Chaim Kievsky, like in Shilas Rav, he brings down Bezir Ches. If somebody says it, like, you know, should you say, is there any recur? So, no, no recur. Where to start from? Maybe because from Birkas Hamazon, maybe because from that's where it started from. In Birkas Hamazon, this is a vikuach, but I mean, where it started from. He writes a bit like she changed her minhag. He's like, if you have a minhag, that's your family. That's like, don't change it. But if you don't have any anything, you know, chayra, it's something which Av Dafka really has a makar to it. Now, Paris Eretz Yisrael has a ma'ila. Right, so the Siddurim do have it. That's true. In parentheses. I guess, it's in parentheses, right? What do you say? Personally do, I'm saying. Now, Peres Yisrael has a mila of, Peres Yisrael has a mila that we say, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Peres Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, therefore, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Peres Yisrael. On Shabbat, Kesh Baruch Hu, it's given to Eretz Yisrael, which is Moitzi the Paris. Now, Ben Negev, Nusach HaParisah, the Rashi discusses, what's Paris Eretz Yisrael? Paris is you eat in Eretz Yisrael, or Paris of fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Now, it's something which gets imported. So, what's it going to, you know, what's the luck if you import something? So, the Rashi says that even so whenever you eat it, the my Eretz Yisrael would be even in Chutz Laaretz, you also would go ahead and say it. Now, somebody in Eretz Yisrael did not say it. So there is a nidin in the place game that if somebody didn't say it, what's going to be lacha b'diavad? It's like shochen and simon tzaddik and by the shochen hey, it's misopik. Maybe you're mishanim be'ash shatav chachamim and you're and therefore maybe if you have that upper seh, once I have a tzad to say, then I might say you're not going to be yaitza. I think the Maitzah, you would not make another bracha. Safar brachas, you know, the Maitzah, Roshan, you guys, others say it's not clear exactly. Some supik over there. The Maitzah, you would not do it. Now, some of you have Paris, Eretz Yisrael, and Paris Chutz Laaretz, you have both. The question is, what do you do? So, the question is, do you do Paris? We'll start with something. Mishra brings down. If you know it's Paris Eretz, you do it. If it's Suffolk, going Chutz Laaretz, Mecha Eretz Yisrael. So if it's Suffolk, so the Psak of the Shabur is you just say Ala Paris. Who didn't accept Paris Yisrael? Maybe doing Paris Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Laaretz, he says Ala Paris. Suffolk, you shouldn't go ahead and you should say that. Now, if you have both, so what do you do? The question is, do you say Maitzah Paris, Maitzah Paris? So what's the correct nosay? So it's obviously talking about we have a share for both of them. If you don't have a share of Paris Eretz Yisrael, then there's no discussion. If we share both of them, that's where the discussion starts off. Do you say that Lamaisa, you should say Paris, or you should say Paris? So the Aruch HaSubina brings down that if you have both, brings down that you do our tzva perse because zu chasim yosef hashuva yesh b'chaim saimana. That's more of a chasha chasima, and it's yesh b'chaim saimana, and therefore you should go ahead and say it. Now, b'negeya, if somebody has mezuinus in Eretz Yisrael, lachem tefua from Eretz Yisrael, the question is, should you mesayim with said al mechia to just like we say al pregafna, we say. And Periseh, so maybe by Mazzain this we also need to say Al-Mechiyasa then on Eretz Yisrael, and is there such a Nusach or not? So the Kav HaChaim brings down in Ches, Chaim Baruch Al-Mechiyasa and Al-Mechiyasa and Al-Mechiyasa and Al-Mechiyasa and Al-Mechiyasa and Al-Mechiyasa says that the Dominic is say Al-Mechiyasa, and just like we see that by Paris, we say Periseh. So to over here, that there be a mile to do it over here, and that's what one should do. That's a meach. In Perikas of the Chidah, the Rambam says that we don't do it. Why not? What's the difference between Paris and Tfua? He says because by Paris, side is you have the Paris Aris. It's still a pre. When you're dealing with Tfua already, it's Nishtana and it's baked and it's changed and it's Tzura. So being that you don't see the etzam chetza, it's a total shini adavar, therefore that's the reason why you don't do, that's the reason why we don't find the nusach of the bracha. Ramayshin Shuva. Pregnant when Zen is made so, Yisus Hashanah is no matter it's mechiasa. Kamoy Shemashanin B'main Shalas HaPeris. So he says that Ein B'Ein L'Shanis Nusra Bracha Klom. Don't change the Nusra Bracha, B'Ein L'Shanis. Don't be M'Shanin the Bracha. Av Shvisi B'Sefer Pash Shulchan that might be about Tezis Pasakein. He says the Maitre Tezis Pasakein, we won't find it. It shouldn't be same with that. And the Maitre Gudak after Farach, the place can be far from the Kassaza, Ein L'Shanis Bracha Yitzhok, and the Gamber Yitzhok Shalas. So even though the latter is fired, should place me down the Beg Yosef and the Kav HaChaim and others bring down that you should say it, but the Maisa, it seems to be the meaning is that you don't say it, and therefore one should not say it. Now, B'negei the Chesima on wine, so Chayav brings down Sefira. B'racha main Sholish the Yain Eini Chesim Al Gavim B'Yagafen Ela Al Arsa B'Yagafen or Arutz al Paris. You do Arutz al Pigafen or Arutz al Paris. What's the shayla about Arutz al Pigafen or Arutz al Paris? The Ma'aseh in the Gemara doesn't say anything about wine. So therefore, some Rishonim would say, okay, doesn't say anything. Therefore, Elamai, you should just do al Paris. The Yain should cool in that. The other Rishonim say no. It's so once we see that that you do each thing specific, so therefore, lachar it's pashit. That who adin when it comes to Who didn't when it comes to the wine? You should give us a sefer bracha on the wine, and therefore it should be a sefer bracha for the wine. Second. Yeah, so Mechaber and Sivya doesn't give any major achra. Yeah, Mishra brings down, I am Rechon HaMashin, Minig Lachtim Aletza Priya Geffen. The Minig is to be Chosim Aletza Priya Geffen. We call him B'Diavid and Sam Aletza Priya Geffen. I've had the Yates. The Minig is the Taz Magamai Rabba. Say that's the Minig. B'Diavid, if you do Aletza Priya Geffen, you're going to be Yates. And you're going to be Yates in that situation. Thank you. Yeah, there's also a discussion of Ikuach between the Kav Chaim and Aruch HaShulchan. Kav Chaim and Ches brings down that just like at the Sefer Bracha, where we're saying differently, Pregafna, Perseh, and Eretz Yisrael, what about Me'in the B'chassima? So Kav Chaim says, Gam Acha Ki'at HaTev HaMeitav L'chal Noigun Nidl'chal Aretz HaM Chiyasa, he goes M'chiyasa. Chaim brings a Peres, Noigun Nidl'chal Aretz HaPereseh, Perchazayin Nidl'chal Aretz HaPregafna, and then after the chesim, alaretz apigafen. As the Kav Chaim says that the right before the bracha, he also changed the lashon eretz Yisrael to periseh gafna. He also changed it over there. Aruch HaShulchan and Sefkatan Vav says no. It's only in the chesim you do it. Hashenkein some of the chesim he says that the minig is not to do it. One second. Ainside no chalat la pigafen peres yom alat la peres feitzol d'ay began yechasim alim peres. That's enough to say. It's enough to say peres. Rashi Devletsky and also the Sefer Shemesh Sharmberg says that you should do it twice. And as you see, you should say it twice. And main yechasim also you say the lashon of you also say the lashon of gafna. So one more thing, Mechaber brings down in terms of in Sefer Beis. You're supposed to be masking me in a meira in Shabbos Yontiv Shchedesh. That in Alam Michri we mentioned the Meina Meira. Before you say Ketz and Tavimet, we Shabbat Seri Shachzim Hashem Hazeh, Yom Tavim Seri Shachim Tavim Chalik Polin Zeh, Shchedesh. It's Mechalik Shonim, when you do it, the Meis Mechalik Patsin Zeh, go ahead and do it. What happens B'diavet if somebody forgot it? And it's on, because somebody doesn't forget what to say, you have to go back. Question is, Alam Michri, what's going to be the Allah? So Mishra brings down, B'diavet for this girl, Meina Meira, you're going to be Yitzah, B'diavet you're going to be Yitzah. Why are you going to be Yitzah? So Shachzim brings down that number one, ain't b'chuyev tzarig l'echol zeh. You know, it's best you don't have to eat. Being that, you know, you don't have to have mezonos, you don't have to eat. And as long as something's ma'akev is when you have to eat, here you don't have to have mezonos on Shabbos. Just like in Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalviyavi, you make zunos, you don't have to eat, so it's over here. Brings down from the Ra. Oid, kamapais chalik in svilein tzarech las kechal. But it brings down the chalik in b'chal, you have to go ahead and mention it. So therefore, being b'chalal, there's no chalik, you have to do it or not. So therefore it's not going to be ma'akev. The Gam Yisham Gufa Mashim Rachechila Yisham Gufa, which says the hell of Relez the Chasla and Nichtzir Mechasla, all Yisham is Mashim. It's a din Rachechila. So being that it's a din Rachechila, so therefore it's not going to be Ma'akev. Second. Yeah, Chanukah and Purim. So the Mechaber brings down that you don't mention it. You're only going to mention it by Shabbos or Shchedes. Moshenkein Chanukah and Purim. The Ma'aseh, you won't go ahead and say it. I can stop here.